Oh, no, we're getting to that PL today. Whoops. Burn test, sorry. This is this one test, right? Here, I have actually a handout tonight, but not for now, for the end. Yours is so messed up at the end, I actually made a photocopy of here. Okay. We are, Daf Tesim Rav, you are right at the two dots. Voli Bechurim Meo. It's approximately a little bit more than halfway down the page. Okay. Voli Bechurim Meo. Orla's, Orla, a truma, rather. Truma gets mixed into other stuff. It's oil and echomea, it's 1 in 100. Ma'at avid le'loch. When you take out, now the loch is, once you take out one thing from the, well, once it's bottled, you still take out one measure and give it to the kohen. Ma'at avid le'loch. What do you, how do you consider this one measure that you take out? You consider to be as if it is an initial separation of truma. In other words, this is really taking out truma. Is this a secondary separation of truma? In other words, it's just a pro forma ceremony. It doesn't have any internal inherent validity to it. You might ask what the difference is. What's an afkamina? In tera b'tchila safrash, you're going to say this considers if it's an initial tie thing, in a cotton male. Then, for example, a cotton cannot take truma. It has to be an adult, right? So I have to have an acher male. One cannot take truma for somebody else. You have to, unless he's a designated agent, right? Unless he's a shaliach, right? Vein adult is a Shabbos. One may not do it on Shabbos. Right, you can only think of truma on a weekday, not on Shabbos. In tamni b'sofa afrosh, if you're going to make it considered, however, to be a pro forma ceremony, so then katan mala, first of all, a child can do it, right, a minor. V'acher mala, somebody else can do it, even if he's not your agent. V'doyach as a Shabbos, I can push aside the Shabbos as well. So says, well, I tell you, it's a good question. Tamatina, we learned over there, it's a Mishnah somewhere. Where is it?
Why would it push aside Shabbos?
Because it's just a pro forma thing, so you might can do it on Shabbos. Since it's just, you know, it's symbolic. Not actually what
symbolic,
right? So therefore, it'd be not sure. And that's a fact. The Mishnah and Shabbos we're going to have later on Masechta Shabbos. It's a Tam and Tninan. Rabbi Yehuda Af Malin is a Meduma Bebechor Bemea. Even on Shabbos, was allowed to take correct Meduma, correct the mixture of Truma and non Truma if. That has a proper ratio of 1 to 100. It means you can take out the measure which is going to go to Truma, so we see it's a pro forma thing according to him. But Tani, yet on the other hand, Tani, although we learn to say this, Hashem Elaz Omer, you can't take it out. You may not take out that measure. What you may do is Imrotz and Nosin Eno Bimitzos, if you want, you can put your eyes at one part of it. In other words, designate a part of the mixture which is going to be the eventual Truma which you pick up. Vachal Shari can eat the rest of it. Rabbi Yehuda said, as I just mentioned, Rabbi Yehuda Avila B'sofar Afrosh, Rabbi Yehuda regards as a pro forma ceremony, and therefore he allows you to take it up on Shabbos. Shimon Elazar Avila B'tchilas Afrosh, Shimon Elazar regards it as being a true tithing, and therefore you're not allowed to take it up to begin with on Shabbos. You know, he'd designate a location for it in the rest of the mixture. Rabbi Yehuda said, no. Also considers it to be a pro forma ceremony. How do I prove that? I'll tell you. Does Rabbi Shimon Elazar not concede you're not even allowed to do this? If it's Vadai Tevel, in other words, according to Shimon Elazar, you're allowed when it's definite Tevel to designate part of it verbally or mentally and eat from the other part of it? No. You can't eat it on Shabbos at all. So here, the fact that Rabbi Shimon even allows you to designate part of it verbally or mentally as being the truma, which is going to have to be taken and given to Kohen after Shabbos, that of itself indicates that it's a pro forma ceremony and not a true tithing. If that's the case, that's more a mikadon. So what's going on here? In other words, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon allow you to pick it up? If it's really just pro forma, so let him allow you to actually pick up that measure and give it to the coin. Why does he make it just designated internally? So this is what I tell you. Bill Vachley has said, Shabbos, Gdeir, Shoyz, Bechol. Baal Batish, not Baal Batish, simple, right? Uv to the Chol. You're not supposed to do on Shabbos, same we do on a weekday. So this is a Shinui, so to speak. On a weekday, you would actually separate it, tithe it. On Shabbos, you say, don't take it, it's too much Vachadik. It's too much like a weekday. No, just leave it there and designate it.
And you're measuring, aren't you? Even if you're estimating, it's still a form of measurement.
No. That's probably part of Rav Shmuel's cheshbon. That's good. Yeah, makes sense. Okay. Talmud Tanina. We learned over there, Rabbi Elazar Omer, is a Mishnah of Trumos. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Truma Oila Bechor Meir. I think it's Mishnah of Trumos. Rabbi Elazar Omer, yes. Truma Oila Bechor Meir. In order to cancel Truma, you need one in a hundred. Rabbi one in a hundred one, excuse me. It's, in other words, it's the proportion is one measure of Truma to 100 measures of Chulia. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Meir V'od. It's 100 plus something. In other words, it's 99.1. Okay, you don't need 100 vis-a-vis the truma. You need 99.1 vis-a-vis the truma. That's sufficient, okay? So as long as the total mixture is 100.1, that's sufficient. Time and I'm going to ask Rabbi Avo. Both Chizkiah and Rabbi Avo said, Shem Rabbi Lazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar. Kol makom shoshana Rabbi. Any place a Rebbe taught us a machlokas and wachlokas v'chaka chazav v'shona stam, and then afterwards he mentioned the machlokas without he didn't mention machlokas, rather he just brought down one opinion without attribution. Halacha k'stam, halacha is like the opinion to which he did not afford any attribution in the subsequent area. So over there, Masech the Truma says machlokas Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shua, but in our Mishnah it said explicitly without any attribution that Truma is canceled in 101. So we see must be that Rabbi Yehuda Anossi's intent to combine the Mishnayos was to paskin like Rabbi Lezer, who says that Eliezer, who says that it's 1 in 101. Says Mar, no, not necessarily. We might that later on we're going to learn that saw truma shenaflamea. If you have a measure of truma which fell to 100. Vama Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Lazar said concerning this subsequent mission, which is going to have Leiskan Loimer Latoch Mea, don't understand that it means that it fell into another 100. Elatoch Tisha Medisha, rather, it combined with another 99 to make 100. And that Mishnah, which is the next Mishnah our parent, is also without attribution. So really, you have a Machlokes, Stam, and Stam. The Machlok is the previous Messiah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. The first Mishnah in this parak, which is a Stam Mishnah without attribution, going Rabbi Lezer. And the next Mishnah, which is also Stam Mishnah without attribution, going like Rabbi Yeshua. So therefore, Rabbi covered all bases, and we don't know who he paskin like. We paskin, of course, L'chumra, that it's 1 in 101, but in the Mishnahis, there's no indication. Okay? Now, okay, that's what Gemara says. Kimaditina Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua. As if Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua mentioned explicitly one mission, the other than the next mission, and therefore there is no resolution of this issue in our Gemara. Minayin she'ol shein oilim. How do we know that this is the measure? That Truma is canceled in 100. I'm Rabbi Yoina Rabbi Yeshua. I'll tell you. Nice try. Ksiv it says, Mikol chabo, from all the best crop. Chalev is literally fat, but here means the best crop. Es mikta shomi menu. You should take that which consecrates it from it. Now, what consecrates it? That which you take from it. What do you take from it? So here we say the only thing for which has a measure, which we know you take from it, is what? Not truma itself, but truma smicer. What's the measure of truma smicer? 1/100th, right? So we dash it. Dovashat meri mimenu. That which you can pick up from it, meaning Trumas Meiser. Shimi polis socho. We learn that if it falls back in, hu mekacho. That's why it's called mekacho. That if it falls back in, it consecrates the mixture and makes it forbidden. But kamahu, how much is that? Echo mimeo. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Mosif Sameh Male. So if you have 1 in 100, that consecrates it. That's bad. That's 1 in 100, 1 to 99. So Elijah said, what will take it out of consecrating, out of making it bad? Adding a saw. That's a Mosif saw mala. You add an additional saw, and then you have a proper bittel. So you add one, that's 100 to 1. 101 altogether. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Mosif Koshu mala. Rabbi Yoshua Shitas, you don't even have to add on a full measure as long as you add on 1 like 1% more, so it would be like 99.1 to 1, that would be sufficient to make the measure okay, to can nullify the measure. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam, Omer, Yossi ben Meshulam says, the old kav lemeya se'us l'shtus l'meduma. Now, he has a third shita. His third shita is that you need a kav, which is a sixth of the saw. So you need actually 99 and 1/6. Not 99.1, not 100, but 99 and 1/6, whatever that comes out to be, in order to cancel, okay? That's the series. V'od kav l'mea, you take another kav to make it over the 100. So, another kav over the 100 saw. Shtus, which is a sixth, l'meduma of the shear, which fell in, because the kav is a sixth of a saw. Tani, Rabbi Shimon says, Truma Oila B'Meo, Truma is canceled by 100, Mikava Chomer, from a Kava Chomer. Very interesting Kava Chomer he makes here. Very interesting. Im Isser Mitoch Isser Oila, if Truma's Umaisrus, which takes off, well, Truma's Meiser, I should say specifically, Truma's Meiser, takes off the Isser of Tevel when it's 1 in 100, right? So they're both Isser. Truma's Meiser is Isser to anybody besides the Kohen, right? And Tevel, of course, is also to everybody, including the Kohen. So if taking off an Isser from taking off an Isser, meaning the 1%, from the Isser, which is Tevel, makes the Tevel Mutter, right? Makes the Isser Mutter. Certainly, Isser Mitoch Heter, if you're taking the 1%, the Trumuch fell in, to the 99% Chulin out, it's certainly Mutter. Okay? If when you take Isser out of Isser, it makes the Isser Mutter. Certainly when you take Isser out of Heter, it makes the Heter Mutter. Okay?
Somehow that doesn't... It's very so much... Wha- it doesn't yeah. sound right.
Right.
It sounds too easy.
Okay? But again, if you take the Trumas Meiser out of the Tevel, it makes the Tevel Mutter. Certainly if you take the Meduma out of the Heter Chulin, which is there, that certainly makes the Chulin Mutter. So, of course, yes. There are holes which one can poke in that, but that's what it says here.
So that's not refuted.
No. Truma.
The
that's right. Truma. East Tani Tani. Now this is, we're going to just get into a little bit of a semantic thing here. Truma East Tani Tani Isser Mitoch Heter. There's some who call the Truma which fell into the mixture Isser out of Heter, right? As we just mentioned, Isser which out of Heter, Isser out of Chul, Truma out of Chul. Vis Tani Tani, there are those who learned that it's Heter Mitoch Heter. But it's really just semantics. Madamar Isser Mitoch Heter, he calls it Isser out of Heter. Shekin Truma Asru Lazarim. It's called Isser because it's forbidden to non-Kohanim. Madamar Heter Mitoch Heter, he calls it Heter. Shekin Truma Muteris Lekohanim, because Truma is permitted for Kohanim. Okay, but it's really semantics. Is the part of Kula Kohanim?
That would poke a hole in the Kavachomer. Because you don't have...
No, but then I would call Trumas Meiser Heter too, because Mutzul Kohanim. So I would say, if Heter Mitoch Hitzer works, certainly Heter Mitoch Heter works. Right, that's what I'm working. Manor Heter Mitoch Heter... Oh, sorry. Is the part of Kula Kohanim? Some people explain this going completely on the Kohanim. What do I mean by that? Madomar Isser Mitoch Heter... We say Isser out of Heter, called Isser out of Heter, be Meduma Truma Tmeya. That's where the Trumuch fell in, it's Truma Tmeya. So that's why it's called Isser. Why is it called Isser? Because it's also for going to eat. Even going out to eat Isser Truma Tmeya, right? Madma Heter, he who said it's Heter Mitoche Heter, that's be Meduma be Truma Torah. That's where the Meduma, obviously the Trumuch fell in, is Truma Torah, so that's called Heter. Again, vis-a-vis a coin, it's Mutter Teet. Now, Let's shift gears a little bit. Tani, prusa shalechem aponim. You have a slice of the showbreads, right? Which every Shabbos used to bring the Beis Hamikdash. Sheisav remeir prusa shalchulin, which got mixed into larger measures of chulin bread. Vechei chatichos shalchata sheisav remeir chatichos shalchulin, or a piece of a chatos, which got mixed up to indulge a piece of regular meat, lo yalu. They're not canceled. Why not canceled? Because they're davar choshev. Why they're davar choshev? Because a slice of bread is often sold individually, and a piece of meat is also so often sold individually. So it's considered what we call in the lingo davar shebeminyan, something which is sold by count. So it's sold by count, it's not bato. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yalu. Rabbi Yehuda says they are canceled. Ma tam de Rabbi Yehuda, what's the answer, Rabbi Yehuda? He has a pasuk. Pasuk actually in the Cheskel. It says v'se echad, one sheep, one goat. Mean well, says a goat or a sheep, it's interchangeable. One goat, min hatzon, from the sheep, min hamosayim, from the 200 mashkel Yisrael, the beverage of a Jew. Now, what do we mean by this pasuk? We mean that if you have one goat from the sheep, right, then the ratio is 200, then just like beverages are mutter to Jews, so too this goat is mutter. So we're assuming that a goat is batel, a hektish goat is batel in 200. Okay? So now this is a problem. Two problems. A, goats are alive. We're talking about chatas meat, which is dead. B, also here it says mi masayim. What's masayim? 200. But what do we say was 100? So there are two questions here. Says the Gemara. First of all, the Gemara finishes drashim. Midavar shemuta Yisrael. This thing which comes muta to a Jew. The kasha got two questions. So we're going to build one answer on one question. You'll see. The kasha says ksiv masayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mea. Right? It says 200. Rabbi Yehuda said 100. Says the Gemara. No. Ksiv chayim. When do you need 200? When it's a live goat. When it's dead, all you need is 100. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shchutin. It says by Shechtin. Ask the Gemara, Ma ben chayim l'shchutin? What's the difference between alive or dead? Says more, very nice answer. Rabbi Chanina says, Omer chayim also so kedavar shedarko limonos. If it's alive, it's more choshev. Right? So, now, since it's more choshev, therefore, it's the chor shouldn't be bottle at all. But the Levi Yerushalayim brings out a nice shot here from the Gra, who says it's choshev, but not that choshev. Why? Because sometimes you sell sheep as part of a herd, you sell flock together. So therefore, Chazal said, when it's alive, it's more choshev than dead. So it can't be bought to 1 in 100. It's bought to 1 in 200. But it is bought to 1 in 200 and not bought to at all. Why is that? Because we say, since occasionally it's sold part of a flock, so therefore it doesn't have the din of being completely barred from being bato. Okay? So that's the reconciliation. We make a compromise and we say, it's not bato 1 in 100, but to 1 in 200. Okay? Says the Gemara further. Rabbi Chanina Mar, I just read that. We'll read it over here. Chanina Mar, Chanina, so Kedar Vishar, Limonis, it's as if it's counted. Now, this is a very cool Gemara about to learn. Oh, very cool. Sufficiently cool. That now we're talking about something which is mutter for all the things you want to be matter, so now we're matter for a regular person to eat. What about if you want to be matter something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Mizbeach? So I also say there Bittul Borov. You know, and the truth is, it's a very good question, because the Torah says to human beings, "Achir Rabbi Mahatos, follow the rove." But maybe that's only for you, in order for you to eat. How we know that when you, so to speak, feed Hashem on the mizbech, that also achir, that rove applies? That's who we're about to ask. It's a very interesting question, right? But the rove might be a human construct, not which one has to do with the divine. Okay. Akadun Dovashumalu Mate, just so that's like where it gets mixed together. You pick up one, and it's mutter for a regular person to eat either Yisrael or Kohen. That's not germane to our discussion. But it's mutter for a human being to eat, right? What about Dover Shumaleu Matir Legavoa? When kachim, which are usher, let's say because they're tummy, okay, mix the kachim that are mutter, right, which are tohar. Do I also say bittel as well? It's a good question, right?
Didn't we learn in
Zvachim,
like, even the mashu is
puzzle?
Not
that I recall.
I mean, I'm...
No, no, I understand. I couldn't... The only thing, we had blood, which gets mixed in with blood that you can't sprinkle, that I remember. But I don't remember that kachim tmeim getting mixed with kachim tohrim, that it would be a problem. I don't remember that it did. Okay, but tummy and tor is hard to deal with because sometimes the tummy will be metame the tor. It would better be, you know, like nosa or pico, something like that. Just get mixed in. Okay, so nishmina minado. Let's learn from this case. Vachar, it says by its full yom, it says after the sun sets, yocham min hakodashim, he gets to sit, get to eat from the kodashim. Kilachmohu, because it's his bread. Okay, that's a pasuk in Chumash. Now the problem is, what does the word min mean? Why didn't you say achar yochal kachim? Why did it say min hakodashim, from the kachim? That is obviously a mute. It's coming to exclude certain things. That means yesh lcha kachim she'eno ocha bohem. There must be kachim which he cannot eat. What are they? Prat le'ruvin. It comes to preclude. What we mean is, so some of them he has to wait till nightfall, and for others he doesn't even have to wait till nightfall. Some of them he can eat even during the day. What are those? Prat le Reuven, when it's mixed in, and. One second. Pratley Reuven. I don't understand the way we have it written here, but he changes the gear, so I don't understand how he changes the gear. So.
What's being mixed in?
What?
What's mixed? He's eating kachim.
Yeah.
So what's being mixed?
Yeah,
he,
atomic.
No, chulin. Chulin, yeah. Yeah, that's not. I don't understand. He changes the gears here, but you don't understand. Let me read the gears the way it has it here. Yesh kachim she'eino ocha bohem, which he cannot eat from them till nightfall. Prat, but not all. Prat le'irvin liyasim imeya. That when it gets mixed in, and the proportion is more than 100 to 1. So then he can eat for it, of course, immediately, right? Because it got mixed in. Eliel ochle truma truma. So far, this is not relevant to the topic we're talking about before. Now it's going to get more relevant. Where our topic is still stuff which is only going to shamayim, not human consumption. Eliel ochle truma ochle truma. So this story about where it's truma and truma, right? Because obviously it's fully almost not allowed to eat truma till nightfall, right? So this might be talking about truma which got mixed into truma. I only know that truma tahora, which truma tamei, which gets mixed into truma tahora, is bottom. You know, ochli truma ba'ochli chulin. I know that if truma gets mixed into chulin, or ochli chulin ba'ochli truma, or chulin gets mixed into truma. That means he brings down your chulin tmeim, which gets mixed into to truma. That the tumah is cancelled. Ochli truma v'ochli kodesh. How do we know that if truma gets mixed into kodesh? Or ochli kodesh v'ochli truma, or kodesh mixed into truma? Those are all foodstuffs. Mashke truma and mashke chulin, beverages. Beverage of truma. in a beverage of chulin. Mask chulin, mask truma, or a beverage of chulin and beverage of truma. Mask truma, mask ektes, a kodesh. A beverage of truma and a beverage of kodesh. Mask kodesh, mask truma, a beverage of kodesh and a beverage of truma. Now here's another change of gears. Mashkei, and this is a very important change of gears. Mashkei, with the yud at the end, plural. Mashkei kodesh be mashkei kodesh. Mashkei in mashkei. This will be important. Remember, we're changing the A to the yud. Minayin, how do we know that all these things are canceled? Tam ulomar mina kodoshim. Riba. The Mina Kodoshim teaches us that there are all sorts of different configurations where he brings down, it could have said Mina Kodesh. And since it says Mina Kodoshim, that means there are all sorts of other mixtures, which we deal with, okay? Now, all this is a brisa. And this brisa seems to indicate that kochim, which gets mixed up to kochim, because there's mashke kochim and mashke kochim, one is bottle on the other as necessary. So what is kochim? L'chor, it means the stuff which goes on the mizbeach, not stuff which he gets to eat. Says Merno. Rabbi Yoavish Shemriyachon said, could be tipoter, maybe it's about belog shem and shom etzoyro. Maybe it's about beverages which one gets to eat. Could say about the shem and shom etzoyro, which a Kohen gets to drink, right? When's that oil left over? Do you remember? What do you do with the oil by the Metzorah? And the earlobes, the thumbs, and the toes. Okay? At whatever's left over, the Kohen gets to eat, right? So maybe it's talking about oil of the mitzvah, shesar b'moser kikim minchas nazir, which got left over in the oil, left over from the mincha of a nazir, which also goes to a kohen. So who says it's talking about kachim, which goes to gavoah, which goes to the mizbech itself? As we know, v'atani, and here's where the groups of change comes again. V'atani mashkei. I know it says with a hey again, but should we say with yud? Mashke shnayim. Mashke means more than one beverage. What's more than one beverage? It must be kind to tell you that even where the beverages don't go at all to a kohen, they go directly to the mizbeach. Still, the halacha is that one mashke is bottled in another mashke. So for him, we deduce just from the fact that it says mashke, an extra yud instead of mashke, that even where things are not going to kohanim, but they're going to Mizbeach, we say that there's bittul 1 in 100. Okay? Amrei v'chanina. Rechina said, Chod amra olas bolos. That was an amazing thing where Rechina says. Maybe that's true when ola gets mixed to an ola. No, it's not what you're supposed to call completely in the Mizbeach, gets mixed to completely in the Mizbeach. Avachatas bolos. But if a chatas gets mixed in ola, what happens to the flesh of a chatas? Where does that go? Who gets the flesh of a chatos? Who gets the flesh of a chatos? A kohen. So if the flesh of a chatos gets mixed into an ola, harei yesh kan vaday belotasei, then the lav still remains. This is a very interesting thing. I don't know fully how to explain it. I don't know really what to do with it. But he brings down here that there's a Bavli, which says that if Chatas gets mixed in Ola, the Basar Chatas doesn't get Bata, because it says, Kol Shemen El Ishim Arev about Taktir, anything which goes to... Anything which is supposed to go to human beings doesn't get canceled and can't go to Mizbeach. Now, I don't know why. I'm not sure why. Again, any one ola can be bottle another ola. One chatas can be bottle another chatas. But a chatas can't be bottle an ola. I don't know why. But my assumption is like this. This is just off the top of my head. And I might be completely wrong. But what I would say is that Bittul Barov was told, works on the same plane. In other words,
minimum.
Yeah, but I don't know if I want to say it. Now I'm thinking about it, I don't know if I'm going to say that.
Wait a
second.
You're saying and talking about something that
No, I thought I had something to say about it also. Made sense to me today, but it doesn't make sense now. Okay, I don't know why, but that's what Gemara is saying, that a chat is not batel in an oila. Okay. Now ask the Gemara. When you have a chatos, which is bought on a chatos, right? You have a chatos which is bought on a chatos. So what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Rabbi Yehuda holds a chatos is bought on another chatos. Does he hold like Rabbi Lezer or like Rabbi Yoshua? What do we mean, like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua? So this is Machlokas from Masechta Trumos. You remember that you have a... Well, I actually wouldn't remember, but it's a long time ago. You have a saw of Truma, Tameo. A measure of Truma, Tameo. Shvelt 100 of Chulin, Torah. You pick up that saw of Truma, Tameo. Suzuka, we're almost there. We're on the home stretch. Don't give up now. Okay. You have one? What? All right. You have a soft truma tmeya, which found to 100 of chulin. Found to 100 of chulin. So you pick up one now. You have to pick it up. What do you do with that one? Can you eat it or you have to burn it? So it's a machlokas.
You designate that one,
but it's, remember, it's not really the one.
It's just
right. So the Shaila's house, to what extent do we give it, impart it, real halachas as if it's the one that fell in? Because if it's mamish one which fell in, since well which fun it well fell in was tamei, so we have to treat this one as if it's tamei too and burn it and not eat it. But if we treat it just as symbolic, then we don't have to burn it. So that's a machlokas, right? So now what about a chatos puzzle which fell to a chatos kosher? What do we say there? Do we say that it's batel? And even though you pick one up, you can eat it, or the one you pick up you got to burn because you assume it's like the chatos pasul. Okay? Eat Rabbi Lez. Now that's the one that says if it's like Rabbi Lez, then malin, this is a typo, it should be malin v'soyrif. Then you have to pick it up and burn it because you assume it's the right one. You grab a shuv, it's like Rabbi Shuv, malin is also a typo for oichel, you can pick it up and eat it. Mantana, period. We don't answer the question. We go on. Mantana, mitstarfim zaimze. Shift gears. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said we had a machlokas when you have Orla and Kilei Akerem, which fell in to 100. Now you have 100 chulin, one Orla, and one Kilei Akerem. And a machlokas if they join together to asa the pot, to asa the mixture or not. Who's the one who holds the mitzdariv zeimze that they join together? Rabbi Meir says the Yerushalmi. Now this is a very interesting thing the Yerushalmi says. Shalmi says Rabbi Meir. How so? Tom Raivo, Chen Rabbi Yochanan, Raivo, Sunday Rabbi Yochanan, Divi Raimeir, Kor Raimeir, Kole Surim, Mitztarfi, Lilkos, Aleim, Gzais. If you have a half a Gzais of Nevela and a half a Gzais of Chelev, Kor Raimeir, they join together. Hi, they're not the same, mister. Doesn't matter. Raimeir came up with the new one. What's the new one he came up with? The new one he came up with is Lilkos, Aleim, Gzais, Shum, Lo, Sochal, Kol, Te, Eva. A new Gzais of Kos. The special issur called Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. Don't eat any Toeva. You know what that means? It's a catch-all. You have half a gezayis of... you have a quarter gezayis of Nevela, a quarter gezayis of Chelev, a quarter gezayis of Dab, and a quarter gezayis of Treif. You put them all together and make a Treif, Dab, Nevela, Chelev burger. Right? You eat it, you get Malkus because of Lo Sochal Kol Toeva. Don't eat anything repugnant. So since he holds that they're mitzdarif, so too here, the Orla and Kilayim are mitzdarif together, so we have a portion of 102, which obviously cannot cancel. Okay? I don't remember. It sounds too familiar. Yeah. He brings down Zabavli and Vodazor, Daf Samachva, Mechulin, Daf Kufi, Dal. Yeah, it sounded too familiar not to have been the Bavli. Okay? Says more, Hachat Amar Tzorach Luharim. Now, we're going to come back to this in a few minutes. But in the meantime, Zohar says more. Wait a minute. By Truma, it says, if it's canceled, 100, you got to pick one up and give it to the Kohen. But by Oral and Klein, if they're canceled, ain't a Tzorach Luharim, you don't have to pick one up. What's the difference? So it's more a very simple difference. Rabbi Yaakov was out there and Rabbi Avot, Shari Yelan said, Mivnei Gezel HaShevet, why do you pick one up? In order not to steal from the Kohanim. But here, Oral and Kilayim, they don't belong to the Kohanim. So everyone's not need to steal from them, right? But Tani came, we also learned a very interesting thing. We didn't learn this from Sechta Truma, so this is a very interesting answer. Kol Truma she'en a Kohanim makpidim aleh, any Truma which a Kohanim couldn't care less if they get or not. So Truma from fruit and fruit which is considered to be, you know, substandard. Such as Trumas HaKlisin, HaCharubin, that we know are Caribs, V'Asorin Shebe Edom, and Edomian, Edomite barley, Eino Tzorach Luharim. Amazing halacha. You don't have to pick up. What does it mean you don't have to pick up? You don't have to pick after it's bought at 1 in 100, you can just keep the whole thing, because the client don't want to get it anyway. Why is that? Because the whole thing, you give it to them, it's so pro forma, it's only Choshen Mishpat. It only means to give it to them to prevent looking like you're making money off the Kohanim. So the Kohanim don't care if they'd be Meichel anyway, so you don't have to pick it up and give it to them. There's no Gezel Shevet, right? It's amazing halach. Okay? Oil of Akilah Kerem. Oil and Bechem Asayim. Oil and Akilah Kerem, they're canceled 1 in 200, we said. Not 1 in 100, I made a mistake before, it's 1 in 200. Minayin Shein Olam, how do we know that they're canceled, that they're butter? I'll tell you why. Steve Malaya, it's Xer Shov, it says Malaya by Truma Samaisers, and it says Malaya by Kilayim. Ma Malaya Shnei Malan, just like the Malaya which it says by Truma's butter, Afkan oil, so it's weird, it's butter. So the Malaya, hey, wait, Ima Kanmei Afkanmei. Well, that's the case, let it be 100 by both, right? Mr. Zuga, your question from last night. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you what from tonight. It says the Gemara, Lefisha Kofel Akosav Isuro, Shinu Chachon Mechiyuvo, Orlo and Kilei Kerem, which twice is also his Truma. What are the two Isuro? Noah, Noah, and? More basic. No, it's a punishment. You don't get it there. I'm not sure. I don't think it's just a laugh. There's no, I know, I know. Subcategory of their offer.
So what changes it?
Achila! Right. But that's what Mara means. It's double by Truma for Zor. So I have to have an offer from it, right? He just can't eat it, right? By this case, the case of Orlan Kilei Kerem, it's double. You can't have Achila nor Hana. So that's what he says. Double the prohibition, double the Shir and Bittul, right? That's what makes it go up to 200. Ima Lefisha Kofa Akosi Visura Shinuch Achon Mechiyuvo. So over there, Mechayiv, you have 200 or to cancel it. Akidun Kilei Kerem, that's good by Kilayim. Orla Minayin, how we know Orla? There's no Gzer Shava by Orla, right? It says there's Gzer Shava from Kilayim to Truma. It says Malaya Malaya. But how do you know Orla to learn out from Kilayim? So it says more a logical inference, a mamatzino, as we call in the Bavli. Mazu Isra'anoa, absolutely Isra'anoa, since they're both Isra'anoa. So therefore, Mazu Ayla, Abzu Ayla, just like this one has a shear to be bottle, and this one also has a shear bittle. Now, Arkidu Rabbi Kiva, this drush is very. You got it? No? Since when? Just like we learned, there's a logical inference drawn from Kilayim to Orla. Just like Kilayim is also an Anah, so to Orla is also an Anah. Now to Rabbi Ani Ben Avin. So too, just like Kilayim is 1 in 200, so to Orla is 1 in 200. It's a logical inference that the Shurim, the measure in which it's nullified, should be the same. Okay? Now, says Yerushalmi, this is, I know it's a minor bombshell, but nonetheless, it's a bombshell. Akadun Krabi Akiva. That's good, Krabi Akiva. What about Krabi Shmuel? What the Bible Yerushalmi holds, he brings down for a couple of Mepharshim Yerushalmi, though it doesn't say explicitly in our sugya, that we hold in the Bavli, there's a concept of Ein Lamedim Lamed Mina Lamed Bekotchim. If you have a Gzer Shav between A and B, you can't make another Gzer Shav between B and C to learn C from A. Okay, to learn something from A to B by Gzer Shava, you can't learn something from, and then you can't learn from B to C in Gzer Shava to learn that A applies to C as well. That you cannot do. Yeah, gotcha. Right, with small holds, you can't do it anywhere, ever. One Gzer Shava or Hekish cannot be transferred to another one. Not even in our sugya, which has nothing to do with Hekdish. So therefore, the 200, the bittul concept could not be transferred then from truma to orla to kilei kerem, from truma to kilei kerem to orla. You can't do that because that would be going lamed mina lamed. You'd be learning orla out from kilei kerem, and that this you may not do. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, how do we know that orla is canceled 200? Again, Akadum Krabi Kiva Krabi Shmoel, way to the Krabi Shmoel. So, Yolo Shemir Shmoel said it's not a Xer Shov, it's a Kavachomer. Matchumer and a Kavachomer, it's okay. Matchumer Shiasur Lazarim, actually, it's a direct Kavachomer to Orla. Matchumer Shiasur Lazarim, Chumas Ribbin and Fazarim, Harezoila. It could be canceled. Orla Shimuteret Zarim, Orla, which is the lighter prohibition, that non-Kohanim.
They had to have a wall. They couldn't have a wall. They couldn't do it.
They mean Mutter. It's not Mutter. Oh, the 4th year. Okay, he's an example from the 4th year. Oh, which is Mutter in the 4th year. Okay? Although it's Mutter in the 4th year for everybody, right? Not just for a Kohanim. So, Lo Koshke is not Kavachor should be bought though. Says Martin, no, it's no comparison. Lo Yamarta, but Truma Shanayosu Muteris. Maybe Truma's different because by Truma it's Mutter by Noah. Torah of Orla Shanayosu Surah. Maybe Orla is also by Noah, That's it's also by Noah. It's never going to be bought though. So I know it's bought though. Says Martin, I'll tell you why. Truth of we have a Xerishova. But it's a Xerishova directly from Truma or the family of Truma to Orla. What's a Xerishova? A Chinina. Pre-Begzereshava. He learns that it says the word pre by Bikorim, which is a form of Truma. And it says the word pre by Orla, so he learns Begzereshava one from the other. Okay? Says the Gemara, Mitztarfim Zeim Zeb Bein Lassor, both to create an Isser. Now, Lassor is a code name, it's a euphemism, it means it's Min Bimino. If Orla and Kilei Kerem are, they're all grapes, and if they don't other grapes, they also Min Bimino. To require 100, right, in order to cancel them. They also are mitzarev, the next word lahati or take out, the mitzarev kidei litein tam. They're also mitzarev in order to keep a tam, divrei meir. Now, it means a very interesting halacha, divrei meir. If you have orla and kilei kerem in a pot of meat, so orla doesn't taste the same as kilei kerem. But the coronary mayor, the taste fuses together. And together they answer the rest of the meat in the pot. Okay? I don't say, let's look at the orla by itself and it doesn't give taste. Let's look at the lime itself and it doesn't give taste. We fuse them together. And then we look at the taste they combine give to the pot, which they may well do. No. Even if one is grapes and one is oranges. Let's see if there's a fruity taste. That's what we're looking for. Okay? Says where Rabbi Shimon Omer, and Rabbi Star, Rabbi Shimon says they don't join together. They can't. They're not at all similar. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rabbi Star, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lezer says they do join together in when it's a case of no sitam, meaning when it's in, when they're mixed in the slime which doesn't taste like them. And low lesser, but they do not mix in when they're all in the same type. In other words, if you have a measure of grapes of Orla, measure of grapes of Kilei Kerem, and 99 measures of regular grapes, so they don't join together in order to gang up with the regular grapes because they're not dissimilar in any way, shape, or form than the other ones. So therefore, they all cancel each other. Each one in turn joins to cancel out. And that's what we're about to learn now. Now, here the gears is very messed up, so you have to take one of these. This is the first page, and this is the second page. For some reason, I have extra copies here. Why they have? Oh, okay. Now. Go see in the bottom. Hachigar sinan in the Lev Yushalayim. The last three lines in the bolder print. Hachigar sinan. No, where are you looking, Mr. Zucker? No. In the handout. Last three lines in the second column. In the Perush. Yeah. Second column. Last three lines. Okay. Hagasina. Ma pligin. This is a very cool thing here. Ma pligin. When's the machlokas? In our Mishnah. Shenoflu shloshes kabin orla. You have three measures of orla. Okay? Which is a half of all, three measures. It's shlosh kabin is really half. Okay? You have half a measure. Because the saw is a measure, three kabin, there's six kabin in a saw, right? So you have a half a measure of orla. Ushlosis kila kabin shall kill kila kerem, and a half a measure of kila kerem. And they fell ka'achas. They fell together as one. They fell into the other 99 in unison. In that case, they have a machlokas. Do they join together to aser, or don't they join together to aser? It's a machlokas for our Mishnah. However, Ali Naflu Shloshes Kabin Orla. Do you have the place, Mr. Zucker? Yeah. No, we're going to go to the next page, but not yet. Ali Naflu Shloshes Kabin Orla. If three measures of Orla fell in first, meaning a half measure of Orla fell in first, Ushloshes Kabin, now go to the next page. Ushloshes kabin va'od, and then slightly over half a measure of kila kerem fell in hutar akri. It's mutter. Why is that loma? Because the va'od, this is the coolest thing. The va'od is brought to b'shloshes kabin. What happened? First, you had three kabin of orla fall in. Then you had. I'm going to use halves, okay? First, he had half a measure of orla fall in. Then he had slightly over half a measure of kiliat karam fall in.
Same fruit.
So it's grapes all over, right. Now, the v'od is but the b'shloshes kabin. The slightly over a half of the kiliat karam is batel in the half measure of orla. Is that clear? The v'od is but the b'shloshes kabin, because it's much less, infinitesimally small, vis-a-vis the three, right? The shloshes kabin and the three kabin, which is the half measure of kilayim, the rest of the half measure was three. It was. Okay, it's very hard for me to deal with this because of the mixture of kav and saw. Let me deal with. Yeah, I don't know if you're following though. Look, let's do it like this. There's 6 times 99 is 536, right? 594. Right. There's 594 measures. That equals 99 saw. 99 saw is 594 kav. Okay, so that's what you have. Then you have 3 kav of kilayim of orla and 3.1 kav of kiliat kerem. Now, the way it worked is that first this was there. Then this fell in, then this fell in. So now this is okay. Why? Because this one, this point one, is bottle on this three. this point one is bottom of this three, because it's much smaller than that, right? Then this three is batel in the 597. Right? Because vis-a-vis this three, you have 597, which is a proportion of over 200 to 1. The battery, is it?
Is it? It's not quite, is it? It's 597 to 3, it's not 200. So I make a mistake. It's down to 100. 100 saw, and that's equals 600, right. Okay, so that's what makes it 200. Okay, so it's 600. Okay, so it's point one is bought on the 3. The 3 is bought on the 600. Together, the 603.1 cancel the 3 of Arla.
That's like how to finagle with statistics.
Yeah, it's how to finagle with statistics. It's all through our bottom, so we can do it. Because the right saying is bought till 2 to 1.
But do you really have 6 of Isur in 600 of...
Yeah, but that's what we're doing in sequence. Remember, that's the key. Yeah. They fell in sequence. So this 3 of Orla became a ready part of this, right? Being vis-a-vis being mavato that. So since the oil fell, I take back the, because this could be doraisa. I take that back. What I said before is wrong. This three, because doraisa oil requires 200 per se. So this three is butthole this six, becomes part of this 600. It's mavato the 0.1 first, right? And then in turn is mavato the entire three.
Because they fell in sequentially.
Sequentially, exactly. If they fell together, 3 and 3, that would be the machlokas, right? Because it was 3 and 3, because exactly 200 to exactly 200, the question is whether that works. But if it fell in, if let's say these two fell together, 6.1, then for sure would be awesome. Would it be awesome? It's only because it's more. So that's when you need first 600, then the 3, then 3.1 to say it's batul.
The fact that it's min bimino,
no, because that's exeris akasur. That's the greatest cost. By Mino, you need 200 to 1. And now we're learning, right, the order.
The fact it's not with Sarah, even though it's Mino.
No. Because that's part of the greatest cost. Okay? Now in the second line. Avol inof lushloshes kavin v'od, orla. If three kavin and od, orla fell in first. In other words, this was the 3.1, right? Turn it around. This was the 3.1, right? The Arlo, which fell in first, was 3.1. V'achakun of Lushloshes Kabin Kilokarim, and then 3 Kilokarim fell in Asur. That's Asur. Why? Because this 3.1 made this Asur be fell for this fell in. Because this is too much to be bought till to begin with in the 600. So then that's not going to work. Nof Lushloshes Kabin Shol Arlo. What about if 3 carbon of Orla fell in? Mau, what's that loch? Kimoshin of Lushloshes carbon Orla Vishloshes carbon Shokili Akarim Ka'achas?
One second.
Yeah, new one. This is a question now like this. Let's say you had 3 kav of Orla, 3 kav, and then another 3 kav of Orla. I can't throw Laman upside down. Another 3 kav of Orla. Right? So you had 3 and 3. First one, 3, and then another 3. No, what? Nova Shlosh Kav Shoramau. Kamosh Nova Shlosh Kav in Orla. Vishlosh Kav in Shokila Akarim Ka'achas. Is it the same thing as if they fell in at once?
Why should it be also in that case?
Well, according to finagling with statistics,
yeah.
If the first 3 fall in and it's less than 200 to 1, so now you have 603 carbon, and then these 3 fall in and it's still not bottled because it's 3 into 603, which is less than 200 to 1.
No, let's get
absorbed. this gets absorbed into the 600.
Right.
So it's 603.
No, that would be good.
Yeah.
The question is whether it does get absorbed, the 3 gets absorbed into the 600, and then it's good, or do I say... Or does it not get absorbed? That's right. What it's also.
Right.
Okay, that's good. Okay, so that makes sense. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's what you say here. It's as if the 3 and 3 fell, as if the 3 oil and then kilo karam fell in keachas, which is no good, right? Because then they would, we said it's no good, because they joined together, like Rabbi Meir said. Or is it like sequence, and it is good, and that's how the Gemara ends, and it doesn't resolve the question. Okay, it's as if we got up to the two dots, because that was all up to the two dots on Yud Aleph from the base. And you have from Ralph, excuse me. You see the two dots you have from Ralph? That's where he got up to just now. Is there one there?
Yeah, there is. In the middle.
Okay, so the cheetah's next, right?